welcome to the 363rd episode of Travel Itch Radio. It's the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, but my terrific co-host, Keita Roberts, also known as Girl Carnivore, is off tonight. Every week at this time, we bring you inside the world of travel, from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and things you can eat or read on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the show later on Facebook, blogtalkradio.com, or my website, danschlossberg.net. Tonight, our guest is Jenny Wedge, Director of Public and Community Relations for Travel Costa Mesa. Welcome, Jenny, to Travel Itch Radio.
Hi, Dan. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for making time for us. Jenny, we know Costa Mesa is in Southern California, but exactly where are you located?
So the name of our city is Costa Mesa, and you are not the only one that's called it Costa Mesa. So I just thought I would clarify that up front. Costa Mesa is in the county of Orange, or Orange County. So we're in the middle of Southern California between Los Angeles and San Diego, about an hour and a half north of San Diego and about an hour south of Los Angeles.
Okay, I think I probably got mixed up with the Costco, you know, fast food place or wholesale food place. So my apologies, I got it right from now on. How big is Costa Mesa, and what is the local population?
Our population is just over 113,000 residents, and we're about 16 square miles. And actually, we're one of four cities in Orange County. There's 3 million people here, so we're 113,000 people.
And since you're not officially connected to the city, how does Travel Costa Mesa promote the destination?
Well, we're a destination marketing organization. We're just hired separately under a nonprofit business improvement assessment. So we actually are funded through 11 hotel properties in the city. So the key for us is people staying in our hotels, and we get a percentage of those room night stays that create our budget so we can do marketing through website content, social media, advertising, public relations, media relations, that sort of thing.
And since Costa Mesa is the home of South Coast Plaza, are you known primarily as a shopping mecca?
For some people, yes. They only know South Coast Plaza. But there's a lot more to our city, and we're definitely known for shopping. South Coast Plaza is one of the largest shopping destinations on the West Coast. And for people that love to shop, they definitely know the plaza. And it's also been there for a long time, over 50 years. And we do actually have a pretty unique mix of shopping in Costa Mesa. So South Coast Plaza might be looked at a little bit more as luxury, with over 250 stores and boutiques. But we also have a unique shopping center that's been there for 27 years called the Lab Anti-Mall. And that's really focused on local businesses, small businesses. So we kind of have a good mix of both in our city.
And Costa Mesa is home to the Orange County Fair every July. Please tell us what that's like.
So that's one of my favorite events. I'm a native in Southern California, and the fair's been around since before the 1900s, and actually brought to its current location in Costa Mesa in 1949. So it's been around quite some time. It's a great family event. It's almost 4 weeks every summer, July and August, 23 full days. It is a ton of fun for kids who love animals. There's a lot of livestock on display, and there's great entertainment, a huge concert series that goes on throughout that time at the amphitheater. And there's also just tons of wild and crazy food to try, and just a great outdoor activity during the summertime. And it's one of the largest fairs in the country. They have over a million people that attend each year.
Well, I love animals and I love food, so I would love to go to that. And I'd also probably love to go to the Scarecrow and Pumpkin Festival. We'd like to know about that.
Well, like a lot of cities, it's a great community event to have during the fall to celebrate. If you celebrate Halloween or just the fall time frame, we all think of pumpkins, whether it's around Thanksgiving or just that time of year. And so this has been a community event that's been around for decades, and it's hosted by the Orange County Model Engineers, because in our city, we actually have a small railroad that offers free rides once a month to the community, or you can have birthday parties there. So these engineers put together this event several years ago at Fairview Park to invite community out for a fun festival, and they have free train rides, space painting, activities, food trucks. And then the scarecrow component is a fun activity to just get the community more involved. And so they can enter in to create and decorate a scarecrow. And they're all displayed throughout this this park during this fall season. Then they just get judged in different categories for best in show, people's choice, spookiest, funniest. So it really is a wonderful fall community event for Costa Mesa.
Well, Jenny, you mentioned something else that really strikes my fancy. I love trains. Anything on tracks. Is it a steam train? What kind of a train is it?
They are, it does run on steam. I don't know all the details because I've never had the opportunity to ride it myself, but these model engineers have just been able to run this track for many years there, and it's a great way to educate students about trains and that sort of thing.
That sounds terrific. I know a lot of people have never seen a steam locomotive, so that's really something. We're talking with Jenny Wedge of Travel Costa Mesa. Jenny, why is Costa Mesa known as the City of the Arts?
That's a great question. Aside from shopping at South Coast Plaza, we truly are an art city, from local artists residing and having studios in our city. But the main reason is we are home to the performing arts for all of Orange County. So we have a central area where we have two concert halls, where we have a Broadway season that comes through. The symphony performs there. American Ballet Theater has a school and performances there throughout the year. And it truly is the hub for the arts in Orange County. And so in the 90s, the city actually took on the tagline of City of the Arts. And we're very proud of that and being home to so many of the arts and the schools.
Well, obviously, a related question, how big are the Pacific Amphitheater and the Segerstrom Center for the Arts?
So the Pacific Amphitheater is actually the outdoor amphitheater that's located at the OC Fair and Event Center. And so that has 8,000 seats, all outdoor, which is great because of the great weather we have here. It's really fun to attend concerts there. And so that theater is used during the summer for the OC Fair Summer Concert Series, as well as the Pacific Symphony has various outdoor venue performances that they do at that location. And then Segerstrom Center for the Arts is made up of multiple venues. It has two concert halls. One has 3,000 seats. The other has 2,500. And they also have a smaller 500-seat cabaret-style theater. And then about 2 years ago, they opened a 164,000 square foot outdoor plaza that kind of joins these theaters. So there are free events, Friday night jazz festivals, movie nights during the summer, family events, and all kinds of free concerts they host throughout the year to really bring together the community and engage them with the arts.
And what is the South Coast Repertory Theater?
Plaza of the Segerstrom Center for the Arts, so it's this hub. And the South Coast Repertory is a professional resident theater. It's a smaller theater. It was founded in 1964. And they have world premiere of plays they create there. So they're a resident theater. They develop new shows and run about five new plays every year from the center. They have seating of one theater is 500 seats, another just over 300, and then they even have a small black box theater there. So, and they're a Tony Award-winning theater as well in our city, so we're very proud of that.
And speaking of the performing arts, Costa Mesa is very close to John Wayne Airport. Was the late actor a native of your area?
Yes, we love that we have an airport so close to us. Makes it easy for people to come visit. It's very convenient. And John Wayne was actually a resident of our neighboring city, Newport Beach. He had a home there, and he actually has a yacht that's still there called the Wild Goose that they do tours on. But yes, the late actor lived there, and when he passed away in the 70s, the Orange County Board of Supervisors voted to name the airport after him.
And what other famous people can trace their roots to your area, Jenny?
Well, the most recent famous people are actually from the Real House of Orange County, and so I know there's some big fans of Housewife programs throughout the country. And some of them live in Costa Mesa, so they'll often be seen filming at some of our restaurants. They've even been at that Orange County Fair in the summer filming. And so that's fun for people that follow that program. But we also have a lot of athletes that have lived in our city or have moved there. And you'll appreciate one, Chuck Finley, former of the Angels. He lives in Costa Mesa. And I actually ran into him not too long ago. Nice guy. And we also have a couple of Olympians from our city. April Ross, you might recall, she played volleyball with Carrie Walsh after Misty May had retired. So they were an Olympic player. And a few other Olympic swimmers, that sort of thing. But those are the main ones that we really know of. I know that you were going to mention that we also have some training camp in the summer. So we have NFL players that are in our city from the LA Chargers that will often be seen during that time of year shopping at South Coast Plaza, dining in our restaurants, out with their families.
Okay, I remember Chuck Finley. He was a pretty good pitcher for the Angels, and that explains why you're wearing an Angels shirt tonight.
I am a big Angels fan, and I'm really sad to not be able to go to opening day or maybe even get to watch them in person this year, but we'll still be cheering them on.
Well, if they start the season in Arizona, not too far to go for spring training and regular season games that they play there. Let's hope we get things started sometime this year anyway. We're talking with Jenny Wedge of Travel Costa Mesa. Jenny, because of your benign semi-arid climate and proximity to the Pacific Ocean, Costa Mesa is a terrific tourist destination. What would you say are your peak and bargain seasons?
Well, we're kind of unique compared to some major destinations, especially here in Orange County. We definitely have a peak season in the summertime, mainly because that's when people are able to travel, especially with families and people that are in school and that sort of thing. But our destination is pretty busy during the weekdays with business travel, so weekends are our prime time, but they're very reasonable. We have very reasonable rates at our 11 properties that we work with that are all name brand hotel properties, but because we are a neighbor to some of the popular beach destinations and even not too far from Disneyland, about 20 minutes, we make a great kind of home base for some of the other attractions around Orange County. So it's pretty reasonable year round, other than that, maybe that July timeframe, if you're coming for a weekend to Southern California.
Okay. Do you want to talk a little bit about any of those 11 hotels, or is anything new coming?
Yeah. We don't have any new properties coming on board right now, but the 11 hotels we work with, two of them actually had recent renovations, the Crown Plaza and the Marriott. So we can't wait to welcome guests to come stay on these properties. And we have a couple of boutique properties that are more themed towards the arts. We have an Avenue of the Arts hotel property, which is very popular and really fits in with our community, and it's walkable to shopping and the arts and a lot of the dining. And then we have some that are a little closer to the beach areas that are smaller and easy to get to the beach or walk to some of the other entertainment areas.
Okay, I want to tell our listeners that you're listening to Travel Itch Radio with Dan Schlossberg. Keita Roberts is off tonight. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the archive show on Facebook. Jenny, visitors have to eat, so let's talk about your culinary scene, which is one of my primary interests. Doesn't Costa Mesa have restaurants run by Bravo TV's Top Chef alumni? And what are those restaurants like?
Yes, we do. And we think it's pretty exciting. About 5 or 7 years ago, the restaurant scene in Costa Mesa really started to develop. A lot of new chefs joining the community that had opportunities to have already appeared on shows like Chopped and show their different skills in different areas. And a couple in particular who have really done well and have been very popular in the city are, one of the restaurants is called Vaca. It's a Spanish restaurant with a lot of tapas on their menu. Chef Amar Santana is the owner and chef there. He was on Bravo TV's Top Chef season 13 and also recently participated in a similar program over in Korea last year. And he also just opened a food hall at South Coast Plaza. So he's done quite well in Costa Mesa, and he's got a great personality, and he's really a champion for our culinary scene. And so we always encourage visitors to check out his restaurants while they're here. And another popular chef in the culinary community is Richard Blaze. He's actually a native down in San Diego, not far from us. A couple years ago, he brought his restaurant concept, the Crack Shack, to Costa Mesa. And that's a great family restaurant. They are famous for their fried chicken, high quality Chidori chicken, free range. They have lots of sandwiches. They also have salads and beer. It's great to hang out there. And Richard Blaze, for those who may not know, won the All-Star season of Top Chef, but he's also been on Chopped and Iron Chef America, and he's now a judge often on many of these shows as well. So he's been, he's got a great personality too. I know he has a podcast of his own and done some other work. So it's fun to be able to have them be a part of our community as well.
And speaking of great places to dine, we here at Costa Mesa has two Michelin five-star restaurants. Please share with our listeners.
Yes, this is one of our more recent accolades that we obviously are very proud of. California's first Michelin guide launched last summer, and two of our restaurants, Taco Maria and Hana Ray, earned one Michelin star each, and they are the only restaurants in all of Orange County, all 34 cities, that have a Michelin star. So we're very proud of that, and really think it bodes to the type of culinary scene that we have here in Costa Mesa. Taco Maria is not your traditional taco stand, though they have lots of great tacos, and we have great Mexican food in here in Southern California. But Chef Carlos Salgado there, he really prides himself on the quality of the meats and ingredients that he uses. He shops locally at farmers markets and obviously puts the attention to detail into the restaurant he runs and the quality of the food and the people that work there that would earn him this Michelin star. He offers an amazing prefix dinner four nights a week and brunch on the weekends. And then Hanare Sushi is a chef-driven concept. They have 10 seats at a sushi bar, and it's to get a reservation. And it's all served omakase, so chef's choice. And that runs about $200 a person, but I think it's a pretty amazing experience for people that want to follow some really popular chefs around.
Oh, if Kita was here, I know she would ask this question. Are there any local dishes created from regional products or by chefs who work in the area?
Yeah, so a couple of our restaurants, including one of the restaurants is at one of our hotel properties, they have gardens there where they're growing their herbs and some of their spices and even some of their produce on site locally. So they know exactly what they're growing and where it's coming from. I mentioned that we do have a couple of really great farmers markets in the area. Some are in L.A., but also Orange County, where they're able to get a lot of the fresh produce for their menu items during the week. And another thing that is, we're very fortunate to be located so close to the Pacific Ocean, because every day many of our restaurants can go to the local fish market and get fresh fish brought in that morning, early that morning. So that is, that, you know, makes the quality of ingredients used in a lot of our restaurants fresh and delicious.
We're talking with Jenny Wedge of Travel Costa Mesa. Jenny, speaking of local flavor, the Los Angeles Chargers Training Center is there on the ground of a former lima bean farm owned by a Swedish immigrant family?
Well, you know, I could not pinpoint for sure that there used to be a lima bean farm under this exact location, but it's not unlikely since they do still have lima bean farms in our city. That family you mentioned is the Segerstrom family. So I mentioned them earlier as they are part of the Segerstrom Center for the Arts. They actually donated the land where our Performing Arts Center is. And then, of course, they own South Coast Plaza, which used to be Lima Bean Fields before they built that shopping center there. But not far down the street, there's still Lima Bean Fields. In fact, they celebrated their 50-year anniversary in Costa Mesa a couple years ago, and they shipped us all their partners bags of lima beans. So that was fun to use and create some new recipes with. But we do have the LA Chargers headquarters and training center in Costa Mesa. And so they are there full time, and then they do their summer training camps in Costa Mesa as well.
Okay. We understand, Jenny, that sports and recreation are big in Costa Mesa. Don't you have a lot of parkland, tennis, and golf facilities? And are there other recreational venues too, like a skate park?
Yes, we do, actually. We have 26 parks throughout the city and a tennis facility, as well as one private and one public golf course. We also have our own skate park, which is to one of our other popular T-Wingle parks. And so it's open to the community throughout the week. There's actually some locals that do skate lessons there for kids. But action sports has always been part of the Southern California culture, from surfing and skateboarding to BMX riding. And actually in Costa Mesa, a lot of those brands that are part of that industry have gotten started here, like Hurley or Rip Curl. Vans has their headquarters in Costa Mesa and had one of their first retail stores in our city. And Vans is obviously a popular shoe for skateboarders. So we are actually known as the action sports capital because of so many of the businesses that are located within our city, a lot of surfboard shapers, that sort of thing, because of our proximity to the beach as well. So we have some fun activities for people to experience when they're here, including at the variety of parks that we have. We have some wetlands. We have bike trails that actually lead right down to the beach. So that makes it very convenient to enjoy our coastal destination.
Jenny, you're painting a very pretty word picture for us. In fact, it makes Costa Mesa sound very appealing as a travel destination for weddings and honeymoons. Is that accurate?
Yes. Several of our hotels and off-site venues do host a lot of weddings throughout the year, and also receptions or reunion type parties. And because there's a lot of great dining in the area, it's great for celebrating various occasions, but we also have some beautiful backdrops. One of the areas within our city is called Noguchi Garden, and it was designed by Osamu Noguchi. And it's a beautiful sculpture garden that is often used for photography or larger events.
Travelers always appreciate sustainability and places that are environmentally friendly. And California has been in the vanguard of that movement. How about Costa Mesa?
Yes, we are. Our parks are do a very good job of ensuring sustainability and managing the natural heritage that's here, the flora and the fauna. And we have, as I mentioned a minute ago, wetlands in our area that we have bird walks once a month to see endangered species that are out there, and a lot of the native plant life that's here. And our city does a great job of trying to preserve the wildlife that is here.
We're talking with Jenny Wedge of Travel Costa Mesa. Jenny, please tell our listeners about some of the awards won by Costa Mesa.
Well, we have quite a few awards behind us that are related to our restaurants because of the quality of chefs and restaurants that are here. So best chefs, best new restaurant, that kind of thing. We are also one of the most walkable cities in Orange County because of the proximity to the dining and shopping and the arts, that sort of thing. And we are just very proud to have the number of parks and the local landscaping that give you the feel for like the local environment, drought friendly, drought tolerant, that sort of thing. So, and then I mentioned much earlier that we have the largest fair, one of the largest fairs in the country. It's award winning and it's a great attraction to visit all year round, because when it's not fair time, there are activities every weekend at the fairgrounds.
Just a couple minutes left. Let's talk a little history, Jen. Please tell our listeners about the American Indians who lived there and the legacy of the Spanish missionaries who followed them.
Yeah, there were quite a few Spanish immigrants that came over and settled in the area of Costa Mesa. And actually, there are still some archives that are even being preserved where they are without being moved in a couple of our parks, like in Fairview Park. And for those that are interested in some of that history, we have the Diego Sepulveda Adobe at Estancia Park, and it's open on certain weekends, and it is one of the adobes that was built here when the American Indians first settled centuries ago.
Okay, and where did the name Costa Mesa come from? What's the translation from Spanish?
Yeah, good question. So Costa is close to the coast. Mesa is a table. So it's sort of the table land next to the coast. So it's basically related to the fact that we're just north of the Pacific coast. And it was actually a naming contest that was held way back when by residents, and someone came up with that name.
Okay, how do listeners learn more about Costa Mesa, Jenny?
Definitely go to our website, travelcostamesa.com. Follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and we post videos of our chefs in the city doing demonstrations. We try to do Feel Good Friday right now, which everybody needs, and hopefully we're providing inspiration for people to visit in the future and learn more about our community.
Okay, our guest tonight has been Jenny Wedd of Travel Costa Mesa. Thank you, Jenny, for joining us on Travel Edge Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great speaking with you all.
You too. Thank you. And listeners, if you're thinking about gifts for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or graduation, consider my book, The New Baseball Bible, an unorthodox illustrated history that's not only the most unusual baseball book ever published, costs less than a sawbuck. Such a deal. Order on Amazon.com today as a gift for a special someone or even for yourself. And that's it for this edition of Travel Edge Radio. Next week, we'll head north to Montana and talk about Glacier Country with Lucy Bagley. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg speaking also from my traveling co-host, Keita Roberts, a.k.a. Girl Carnivore, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.